Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Monday, April 1st. Hotchkiss was not the friendliest town around last Saturday. State Senator Carrie Donovan and State Representative Julie McCluskey came to a town hall event in the gym at the Hotchkiss Elementary School and found out firsthand that Delta County residents are not feeling the love from the state capitol. The representatives were in Hotchkiss to talk about the progress they've made in the first half of the legislative session, as well as to give the audience a briefing about the national popular vote. Colorado recently became a member of the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact, an organization of states trying to make the national popular vote, rather than the Electoral College, determine the outcome of presidential elections. KVNF News spoke with Ray Haynes, a former California legislator and a representative of the National Popular Vote, who faced a mostly unreceptive crowd about the issue. We asked why it's a good thing for Colorado to join the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact.
Because that makes sure that every single vote in Colorado makes a difference for who becomes president in every single election. You don't got to wait to be a battleground state anymore to make a difference in the election.
A raucous town hall crowd greeted the officials. Several spoke out against the popular vote, and many voiced their frustrations in a less than civil manner. Haynes said that he appreciated the vibrant discussion and the interest that the crowd showed in the issue.
One of the great things about being a part of this great republic is that people get to voice their opinions, and I've had people just as hostile. I've had people, you know, think it's the greatest thing since sliced bread. I actually prefer folks that want to challenge my comments and test my hypothesis, because I think that makes the case stronger.
More than once during the presentation, crowd members called the lawmakers chicken, and they booed when the national popular vote was discussed. With the appearance of several citizens wearing Make America Great Again hats, as well as the combative, angry tone at the town hall, some folks inside the gym were calling Delta County the Trumpist county in America. Here's what Haynes had to say about that.
Well, I'm a Trump guy, so, you know, I'm glad to see that the people in Delta County are fighting hard for Trump, because I'm with them 100%. And if I could have gotten away with it, I would have worn my MAGA hat as well.
And please stay tuned to KVNF News for more on last Saturday's town hall meeting in Hotchkiss. Democrats at the state capitol are hoping to create a new paid family leave program. It would allow up to 12 weeks off each year for a worker to bond with a newborn, care for a sick parent, or recover from domestic abuse. But as KVNF's Scott Franz reports, the bill has stalled in the Senate because of concerns over how it would impact businesses.
4 years ago, Jasmine White cut short her unpaid maternity leave because she was 2 months behind on her rent.
I was worried about not being able to provide for my daughters. I was scared of being homeless with two young children, and I was terrified that Child Protective Services would get involved if that happened.
White was one of dozens of people who testified in support of a statewide family leave policy at a committee hearing this month. She told lawmakers it's a shame some mothers have to go back to work just 2 weeks after giving birth.
I see it as a way to just help others who are in these detrimental situations and don't have anybody else to fall back on. It's just them.
It's a story that Democratic Senator Faith Winter of Westminster says she's heard a lot after sponsoring the bill.
We have cancer patients that are skipping their second round of chemotherapy because they can't afford to lose their paycheck. And there was a heartbreaking story of a woman that took her dad off life support from her break room instead of being with him by his side.
So here's how the bill would work. Employees would contribute about 1/3 of 1% of their annual salary to the leave program. So if you earn $60,000, that would be about $3.69 each week. Employers would pitch in an equal amount. A University of Denver study estimates workers would get an average weekly benefit of $671 when they are on leave.
Businesses may, in fact, be tipped over.
But some Republican senators, like Paul Lundeen, oppose the program.
They're just surviving today. And even though there's a small amount of financial expense associated with this, the additional disruption, the other elements that this bill presents to businesses, may force smaller businesses, especially those struggling to survive, out of business.
Rebecca Edlund is an office manager for a small nonprofit organization.
If this bill passes, organizations like mine, family operations, rural businesses, small companies around our state, and their employees, not just the business owners, but their employees as well, will lose.
Edlund's boss let her work from home while she took paid maternity leave to care for her newborn. She fears the state's program would hurt businesses by removing that flexibility.
No amount of time could have prepared or enabled me to transition my job to another person.
After more than 6 hours of testimony, the Senate Finance Committee tabled the bill so that Faith Winter and other sponsors could work on amendments to alleviate concerns from the business community, such as more options on how to participate in the program.
We've been meeting with a lot of stakeholders, listening to concerns, gathering ideas, and we have a package of amendments that we're going to be presenting that we think makes the bill stronger. It definitely is a Colorado solution.
So far, Republicans like Senator Lundeen have been skeptical of the amendments. He also thinks some employers might cancel their existing paid family leave programs that are more generous than the one the state is proposing.
It's kind of a redistribution of misery more broadly would be a way I would look at that.
The bill could come back for more work in early April, but time is running out in the session. If approved, Colorado would become the 7th state to adopt a paid family leave program. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
And in more from Capitol coverage, the Colorado House has given final approval to a bill that would give local governments more control over oil and gas drilling operations.
The vote follows several days of long and contentious debates at the Capitol. Democratic House Speaker Casey Becker says local governments should be able to adopt their own rules.
Folks in the industry want certainty. People in their communities want a voice. This bill will give both.
All Republicans opposed the measure. Representative Rod Bockenfeld says the patchwork of regulations it might create from county to county will drive energy companies away.
What we've done here is we've created an oil and gas policy in the state of Colorado that has absolutely no consistency.
The bill now goes back to the Senate for consideration of amendments that were made in the House. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Monday, April 1st. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.